We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Stealing scandal, and to discuss is a 9-year veteran to Major League Baseball and also, of course, now the Phillies radio analyst. And is he a friend of the show, Ike? He should be.
Of course he is.
Kevin Franzen joins us. What's up, Kevo?
Hey, guys, I got the call from Jack Fritz to get on here today, so I'm all excited and pumped up. Jack's out of my mind.
So Kev, what's your take, man? What's your reaction? I mean, is this one of these things where you're not shocked at all, or just tell us what you think?
Guys, this shocked me. Like, to this extent, it shocked me. And I feel like we're still not at the end of it, not even close. And if you look at this whole thing and people want to go like, oh, you know, the Dodgers got, you know, screwed in this whole thing. And it's like, no, they didn't. Because if they really did, this is opinion, they'd be having every single guy coming out and saying stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They're very quiet. Cody Bellinger might be the only one that says anything. I'm not going to, like, you know, fault anything on that. But I'm just saying teams aren't trying to draw it to them. And it's sickening to the fact that, like, look, sign stealing is awesome when it is done organically. When it's done like the old school way, you get out of second base, be like, fellas, it's sign after the wiggle, it's outs plus one, you know, it's something like that. We got it down. Hey, by the way, the three is their fastball. It's not their slider. You know, something like that. You pick it up organically, not by using the actual technology for pitch to pitch to have absolute definite out, you know, you're changing outcomes of games. A bunch of my buddies back home, they're like, oh yeah, this is like Bounty Gate. And I'm like, Bounty Gate? And they're like, oh, it's like Spy Gate. I'm like, no, this is nothing like that. This is nothing. Bounty Gate and Spy Gate, morally, they're all wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? When you go in the football world, if we found out years later that, like, Bill Belichick was tapping into QB's headsets and finding out what the play call was the whole time, now we have the same thing.
Right.
But this is virtually what we're going to is the outcome of games are being determined by this. And it's sickening to me. I'm really not passionate about it at all. So let's go on to next subject, huh?
Well, it's actually refreshing to hear you with this tone and have the passion that you do about it, being opposed to it, because over the last couple of days, you know, from some fans, they seem to be okay with it as if cheating is just a part of the sport. And to hear a former player.
Wait. America. Yeah. America. World War II.
Oh, you heard that too,
that
huh?
Classic. Yes. Sorry, I had to go. I had to say that one.
Kev, yeah, you might be speaking Japanese right now.
Yeah, I didn't know how to respond to that. Oh, man. Kev, yeah.
Oh, man. That was so good. Yeah, no, I just, look, I'm sorry, guys, but, like, this is wrong. This is, sign stealing's one thing. It's so fun to do, like, as far as if you could pick it up, if they're stupid enough not to change your signs, but if you're doing it the way they did, come on. Like, right. This is, and anybody that's a player that defends this, like, shut the hell up. Seriously? Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is not right. This is beyond anything. And, to me, I still don't think it's just the Astros. I think there's farther. It's just the fact that they were legit. They were really good. This is your typical steroid era player that was already an all-star, right? That didn't need the steroid, but they took him.
Because everybody else was.
Yes. But, like, that's the thing is, like, also, like, look at the steroid era. They're going up against each other.
Yep.
This cheating thing was, you know, and it's been thrown around everywhere. It's a cliche. It's like, you know, you ask a pitcher who they'd rather face, a guy on steroids or a guy that knew what was coming. The guy on steroids 100% of the time.
Right.
Here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys have talked about it. You know how stupid the Astros are? Here's number one. Number one, and this is first and foremost, they did it on an ex-player, an ex-teammate. they were doing it on him. Because you look at his numbers on the road in the West, they weren't bad. They were horrendous at Minute Maid Park. They were 10 innings, 17 earned runs. He had a 432 or 423 batting average against. He gave up 9 home runs on the road. Outside of Minute Maid Park, he gave up 7 there in 3 starts. You're telling me you're that vain to do it against an ex-teammate?
And you're talking about Mike Fiers, right, Kev?
Yes. Yes.
His last out, one of his last outings in September, he gave up 9 runs. Bill Matz, our producer, was looking here during the break. He gave up 9 runs in just over an inning. So that might be motivation for him right there.
Well, because it's 3 starts. That 10 innings full of 17 earned runs, tired of getting his A kick. And if he knows something and it's like, look, you're going to be that stupid to do it against him who already knows. Like, I hope you would call him out. Right? So, I mean, if you're that stupid, to keep doing it.
So, Kevin, Jessica Mendoza, and I've heard some other people criticizing Fiers for coming out. Do you believe that he did the right thing, or do you have criticism for him for coming out and speaking to The Athletic, to really, which got this whole ball rolling here?
Not one bit. I find what he did in today's day and age, how many guys go behind the anonymous source, the anonymous here? He put his name behind it. And I give him a lot of credit for that, because that takes a lot of, you know, stones to do that. And, you know, people could call him a rat. It's a rat if he's telling them, you know, well, they like to do this and this and this. But when it became the situation with video being used from pitch to pitch, determining everything, that changes. That completely changes everything. And so I am glad he did. I am, because in all honesty, if you want, you know, something to, you know, be cleaned up a little bit, or a lot of it in this case, this needed to be done. And I'm sorry, it's just like, look, there's so many things that we could talk about, and when it comes to this, I do believe, and you look at, I love, about the only thing I can say I really loved about Rob Manfred in this whole thing, in pretty much the time, is he called out their culture. Everyone knows, the Astros know that they are smarter than everyone. They got the best analytic department. They do all this. It's like, everyone's got the same information. It's how they, you know, my thing is the vanity behind everything. The just how much they were willing to put winning and people. This is the other part. The analytic departments, the research, you know, the R&D departments of all these teams are putting guys in clubhouses and dugouts that don't belong. And this is a reason. Because you're going to tell me, like, one of the analytics guys or someone didn't go, like, oh, that's how you pick up signs? That's what you guys are looking for? How about this? I got this for you, and we're going to top it. Because they don't understand the inner workings of the game. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not about, like, oh, they don't belong. It's just not understanding day by day what the stupid part is, the unwritten rules, but the unwritten rules of being a professional baseball player. They don't understand certain things like that. They're just there. Their social skills aren't the same. And that can be said. That is a fact, because I've been around plenty in the last few years, not here, everywhere. And it's right. They just don't get it. It's not a clubhouse. They're not clubhouse people. And so people always trying to figure out a way up on top of one another is they'll kind of slide under, you know, the ethics part without even knowing that there's an ethical or moral clause that's going here.
Right. Well, they don't care. They just want to win and be successful, and then they get credit for it.
They want to be successful.
Yeah. Kevin Francis, do you believe that – I don't believe it's going to happen, but do you believe that what the Astros did is strong enough to where they should consider taking away their championship in 2017?
I just think that it just I'm not big into the taking away stuff, because I think it is even better for them to have it and everyone just go fake. I think it's even better. And I know people are like, whatever, like, I just like the fact that, like, we're going to always look at that and always question everything. And, you know, that to me is, I think it's hard to do in professional sports. Never been done. Right. I mean, in this era, I just don't see it happening. What justice do they do with them doing that?
Right.
No, because not everyone, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, probably were in, like, that knew about it that weren't in on it. Like, I don't want to know. So how do you determine that whole thing? It's like everyone giving, you know, Manfred crap about not, you know, punishing the players in the first place. Like, the report had 23 guys, right, from current or former players of the Astros. If that report said two or three, wouldn't that seem a little different? Like, he didn't give any immunity. You got two or three guys. I'm taking it's a lot more fact-finding when you get 23 guys behind it. And I think, you know, it's strong, quite strong. And, you know, hopefully it is the end, but I just don't think it's close.
All right, there you have it.
Let me real quick, as someone who's a former player and you obviously love the game, played it your whole life, how do you think this impacts, I guess, fans and being drawn to baseball and still wanting to be a fan of baseball? How do you think that has an impact on the game?
I don't think it's going to be as drastic as the steroid thing, though.
Okay.
I don't. Because I think the steroid era and everything, I think it had a lot of impact on in certain situations because it was so, you know, it was on every team. It was everywhere.
Right.
This right now is in two isolated situations, you know, as far as we know with, you know, the Boston thing. We don't, you know, they haven't come out with everything, but, you know, with the Astros. So I think a little bit more isolated than this. I think people are going to be drawn a little bit more maybe to games and finding, hey, is anyone doing anything? I think there's a little bit of that element. You know,
I agree.
I'd be banging trash cans. I'm going to be banging trash cans in the radio booth this year.
I think you already
what
do that.
This weekend, fellas. I'm playing back.
I was just going to ask you. So, Kev, you're living in Philly, but you're a native of the Bay Area. Both Ike and I, Ike's picking the Packers plus 7.5. I don't know who he thinks is going to win.
The 49ers.
49ers are going to win?
Yes,
yeah, I tend to agree.
It's going to be a close game.
I tend to agree.
Like, I'm sorry. You just, like, number one, you're going to give plus 7, like, to Aaron Rodgers? Like, come on.
Yeah, 7.5 points. Like,
and everyone's all like, the first game they got blown out. It was like, look, Davante Adams, he wasn't healthy. He had, like, his toe was still messed up. Bakhtiari was out, and everything was going wrong for the Packers that day. Look, the Niners are a better team of two executes, right? I mean, they're going to put everyone in the box. They're going to challenge Jimmy G. If Jimmy can, you know, go out and do some things, the Packers linebackers aren't as good, not even close to the Vikings guys. And that was a damn good crew. Like, they flew around.
Yeah.
Well, there
he
is.
I'm excited.
Well, enjoy yourself, man, and I don't know if you'll be down spring training. Were you going down the spring training?
Oh, come on, guys!
When are you going to be down there?
The whole time.
Oh well, we'll see you. We're going down the beginning of March, so we'll see you down there. All right.
Yep.
Is Jack going?
We're working on it.
We don't even know if we really want to take him on a road. If he goes,
I'm out. But if he doesn't show,
No. We were actually going to pitch your residence wherever you're staying for Jack to sleep on the couch. So expect him for a couple days.
Okay, that's fine. I'm in.
All right, Kevin.
I'm in.
Enjoy yourself this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is, Kevin Franson, who is outraged and shocked.
Yeah, I think we're there St. Patrick's Day.
Is that when, really?
I think that's when we're there.
Jack, is that true?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
all you do is look at the date.
You're the producer of this show.
I was not informed.
Yeah, I think we leave. St. Patrick's Day is on a Tuesday. I think we leave that day. We do Monday, do Tuesday, and then head back.
So St. Patrick's Day is the 17th. So
yeah.
I don't. So is that what it is? So we'll leave on Tuesday.
Yeah, after the show.
All right. Green Ike juice on that that day?
No, and I'm hoping we're in the booth. Sandy, I'm already requesting it. You know I don't want to be at the Tiki Bar on St. Patrick's
Day. Not on St. Patrick's Day. It might be a little bit too out of control. Let's go to Victor in New Jersey. Victor, how are you?
Ike, it's Friday and I'm parched.
What's up?
Hey, my friend's drinking that Ike juice.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Thank you. I really needed that. I was really parched.
Oh, fix the issue.
Man, you sound like me for a minute there.
Yeah. I just wanna open up by saying that I am a Red Sox fan, so this whole incident really did hurt me. you know, Alex Cora was a player's coach, and everybody in Boston loved him. All of the fan base loved him. So this really sucks. But I am hearing whispers of Jason Veritek possibly taking that spot, so I'm not too upset. As far as the whole baseball thing, I think that baseball is just an honorable game. It's an old man's game. So for something to happen in all the sports but baseball, kind of hurts the most. But baseball is different, you know what I mean? A layup is a layup. 100 yards is 100 yards. Well, you can't stick a high school kid and put him in the MLB and expect him to hit 100 mile an hour fastball. You know what I mean? So I think this is the first time where we're looking at baseball and we're saying, wow, like, you know, this can be fixed. So I think that's why this entire scenario is being blown out of proportion.
Well, you don't think it's a big deal?
I think it is a big deal. A big deal.
But it's being blown. You said it's being blown out of proportion.
Well, just because cheating also, on the other side, cheating does have, you know, its place in baseball. And like you guys were saying, in more organic sense. If I were to translate it to somewhere else, kind of like basketball, you know, Kobe Bryant was just saying that he used to read the rule book and know where he could stand on the court so where the refs wouldn't see him. Is that cheating? Yes. But at the same time,
that's called being smart.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we all can realize the difference between that and having an illegal camera in center field and having video monitors to where you're banging on trash cans or you're wearing a buzzer so you know if a fastball or a curveball is coming. I don't think a lot of people wouldn't recognize there's a difference between that kind of cheating. They took it to the next level. I think it's just at this point whether or not it's that big of a deal. And, I mean, really, one of the big stories was that people are criticizing the guy that the whole reason why this is out right now, Mike Fiers, is he went and put his name on the story and said, yes, this is what's going on. It wasn't an anonymous story. It was, yes, I'm saying this. This is what's going on, and this is what precipitated this entire investigation. 888-729-9494. So we have that. We also have the championship games on Sunday, where Jack Fritz has already admitted, and he's trying to drag me down into it, that he's watching the game to see Andy Reid screw up. Right? A lot of people out there not rooting for Andy. Jack Fritz not rooting for Andy. He's rooting to watch Andy screw up. So yeah, Jack, I don't want to be that strong with it, but I guess I have to be, right?
Because, well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Is that this is what you really believe. That's all me and Ike are saying. Is that you really, deep down inside, you want to see Andy screw up this weekend for your own personal pleasure.
No, I want to see if he will, but you're right. It is. Right? Like, I don't have any reason not to root for Andy Reid or not to like Andy Reid. But the fact that he's going to be coaching on Sunday and the possibility of there being a clock management issue is a reason why I'm intrigued and I'll be paying attention more than ever.
No, you doubled down when you decided to pick Tennessee. Nobody in their right freaking mind, other than they want to prove they're smarter than everyone somehow. Why would you pick Tennessee to beat Kansas City?
Well, I think they have the team that would beat Kansas City in running the ball, controlling the ball, good head coach, good defense, and that's, you know, keeping the ball away from Pat Mahomes.
This team was 9-7.
Okay, but how many losses were
9-7?
But how many losses were with a different quarterback?
That were fortunate to get in the playoffs on the last week because someone else lost and they won.
Right, but Marcus Mariota was the starting quarterback for a decent portion of the year. It wasn't until Tannehill came in to where they really caught fire and they improved.
Tannehill played more games than Marcus Mariota.
Okay, right, I know, but it doesn't mean – how many games did Mariota play? I'm trying to
– five.
Google it right now. Okay.
Six maybe.
All right, so he played not half but close to half of the year. Well, that's going to
– half the year?
I said close – if
one plays 10 or 11 games, the other guy played the majority. That's why he won AP Comeback Player of the Year.
But if you said six games, again, I don't know how many he played, but if he played six games, that's not half, but it's close to being – half. He played six games.
Okay.
So Tannehill played 10 games. That's not half of the season. So he was 2-4. So if you look at what Tannehill was, Tannehill was
7-3.
Yeah. Okay. So they're playing a 7-3 team. They're not just playing a 9-7 team.
Okay.
I mean, listen, okay.
You can do what you want to do. I'm just trying to get you to say what you really want to say, which is you're rooting against Kansas City. You picked Tennessee, not because Tennessee's the better team.
Well, I think Tennessee's rolling at the right time, and that's why I picked them. But I am watching on Sunday because I am intrigued to see if Andy Reid is going to screw it up.
That's all Jack is saying. You don't have to be on the fence about it. Just go ahead and own it.
I'm not being on the fence about it, but I'm also not picking
Kansas City.
Jack,
is he on the fence about it, Jack? Is he trying to be on the fence about it or not? I mean, we tend to go to Jack for some reason, for validation, so I'm going to you. Is he trying to be on the fence or not?
No, he's definitely on the fence. He's afraid to admit his inner feelings.
Yeah.
No, I have no bad inner feelings towards Andy Reid at all, except for the fact that him screwing up can be entertaining and would be entertaining.
And that's what you want to see.
Yes, 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
I never said you had bad feelings towards Andy.
But there's a lot of people out there
that said you were rooting against
that do, right?
You are.
Like Bill Matz.
You are rooting against and you picked Tennessee.
Bill Matz, our producer, is rooting against Andy Reid.
Because, so are you.
But he's doing it because he doesn't like Andy Reid. And he's a child. I'm doing it because I like to be entertained. And that's entertaining. So what? I am rooting against Andy Reid.
That's all I want you to do. Bring it out. You know I don't like when you're on the fence. I want you to bring it out there.
888-729-9494.
So I know exactly where to put you at.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's Marks and Reese. We'll come back.
Big Red going to the Super Bowl.
He is?
Yep.
All right, we're going to have a sandwich bet or something. I'll take 7.5.
No, you'll get any points.
Why not?
Because I want to see what your real conviction is.
Well, I mean,
No. You want to bet it straight up, we'll bet straight up.
We can bet straight up.
Whatever you want to bet.
But that would be 7 sandwiches to 1.
Whatever you want to bet.
Okay, 7.5 sandwiches to 1.
7 sandwiches.
Well, it's a 7.5 point spread.
Yeah. Yeah, where happened to all that Tennessee 7-3 team and this and that and the other? Where's all that at?
Oh, where's all your Andy Reid? Tennessee's not winning anything. 7.5 sandwiches
straight
to 1.
Straight up. I'm willing to go straight up. I don't want to give you any points. I want it to be straight up.
You have it.
Straight up?
No, you have it. 7.5 sandwiches to 1. 888-729-9494. Let me think it over.
I don't even want
over.
You to eat 7.5 sandwiches.
Well, you can get my lunch for a couple weeks.
For 7 days?
Yeah, straight days. We'll come back with your phone calls. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, let's talk about DraftKings for a second. That's right. You know what's coming up this weekend. It's championship weekend. And 4 teams, 2 games, so little time left. Don't miss out. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And there's so much going on. DraftKings has great promotions running every day, from odds boosts to free bets. They really do have it all. And this week only.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.